Lady Bombers. They swing it on the right side, going toward the hole is Moore. She kicks it back outside. Number three with it there, Yonkers. Yonkers gives it up. Long three-point shot is up. No good for the Bombers. And rebound controlled by Riley Pierce for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They give it to Riley Davis, the freshman. Little juke and jive moves into the lane, kicks it down to Savannah Wheeler in the corner. And out to Tillis on top. And back to Davis. Letting the point. Riley Davis. He swings long over to Hillis. Hillis looking for a screen out top. Now passes right side to Riley Pierce. Pierce out on top to Wheeler. Down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hillis. Little dribble drive. That gives up to Davis. Pulls up 15-foot jumper. Good. Riley Davis with the first 2 points of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer jumped out 2-0. 7 minutes to go. First quarter. Good start for the Lady Bobcats. Mountain Home works the ball around the perimeter. They'll dump it inside to the big girl. Number 33, Libby Foster, and she hits the shot off the window. We're tied at 2 early. Davis runs down the floor with a dribble drive for Thayer. Gives off to Pierce. Pierce fires a long three-point shot. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain Home. They got a lead out on the floor. Got it down under the bucket. Number 21, Anna McCarn. Her first 2 points of life. Thayer didn't get anybody back rotation-wise defensively, and Mountain Home gets the easy two. Curley with the ball for Thayer, top of the key, swings it left side to Pierce. Pierce in the corner to Davis. Davis doubling it down low, and Hillis trying to get to the bucket. Now gives off to Wheeler for the free throw line. Her shot is no good, goes out of bounds. It's a Mountain Home Lady Bomber basketball. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight, to Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. Mountain Home with it, working around the perimeter. Long three ball is up and good. Lakaya Moore hits a three for Mountain Home, and the Lady Bombers are up 7-2 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats with the ball on the right side, Davis. Mountain Home playing man-to-man defense. Davis moves off the screen down to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Wheeler. Now on top to Curley. Curley down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Davis for three, and it's good. Riley Davis hits her first one from downtown tonight. She got all five of the Lady Bobcat points early. Mountain Home with the ball. They punch it inside. Now back outside for McCarn. Her three ball is up. No good. Rebound run down on the corner by Foster. Foster back out top. Swings it on the left side. Now back to the top for Mitchell. Mitchell in the way. A little short jumper. Didn't draw any iron. Rebounded by Mountain Home. Shot back up. We're going to get an offensive foul on the Lady Bobcat. Number 33, Foster, is going to be called for an offensive foul. She used a shoulder to shove Savannah Wheeler out of the way going up for the shot. So the first foul of the night goes on Mountain Home. 7-5 our score. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 2 with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Substitution for Thayer. Regal checks into the ballgame. Kinsley Regal, another Lady Bobcat freshman. So a pair of freshmen on the court for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They swing the ball left side to Hillis, now up top to Regal. Regal to Curley, now back to Davis to Regal. Looking in the corner, got it down there to Pierce. Pierce will lob it back out front for Riley Davis. 14 on the shot clock. And we're playing with a shot clock in Arkansas here at the Billy Ply Tournament. Here Davis penetrates in the lane, gives to Pierce in the corner for three. That one bounces off the front iron. Regal down the rebound, follows it up and in. Kinsley Regal with her first 2 points tonight. And Thayer's tied it at 7 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mountain Home. But they're dump it inside. They do for McCarn. She tried to kick it back outside. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball, the chance to take the lead here. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer with the tie ball game, chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Ball goes down the right corner for Curley. Curley will bring it out to the top to Pierce. Pierce brings it left side to Hillis. Looking for a lane to the bucket. Drives in. Turns right. Now left. Couldn't find a shot. Kicks it back out to Pierce. Pierce back to Hillis. 15 on the shot clock for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. There's Davis. Penetrates through the lane. Shoots the floaters off the rim. No good. The rebound controlled by the Lady Bombers. Number 21, Moore. Excuse me, McCarn got it. Feeds up in the corner for Mitchell. Three-point ball is up. No good. Rebound. Mountain called. And going back up, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Foul's on number 2. And it's Riley Pierce going to be called for her first team foul on the Lady Bobcats there in the first quarter. It will be a shooting foul. And number 25 just checked into the ball game. Whitten Coleman will shoot the free throw. She is a 2-year starter for Mountain Home. This is her first action of the year. She broke her hand and finally making it back into the lineup. Still a little bit of a brace on her right wrist. Her second free throw is up and no good. By the way, Coleman, first action of ice. Second free throw is no good, and we get a foul on the rebound. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball. Didn't catch the number on the foul. Fair will inbound. Mountain Home now extending the man-to-man pressure into the full court. Davis off the inbound for Fair. Behind the back with a dribble. Draws the double team. Out dribbles away from it. Got a hurry now. Got it across the timeline to Pierce. Pierce tries to bounce it inside. Ball knocked back out by the defense. She gathers it in. Gives to Hillis. Back to Pierce. Driving. Out top for Regal. Kinsley down the right side of the lane looking to get to the bucket. She's going to get fouled. Oh, they called it for a travel. A lot of contact in there. And the travel called on Kinsley Regal. Who I understand is not feeling the best in the world tonight. But she's out there playing the Lady Bobcat freshman. Out home with a half-court set. Three-point ball is up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Anna McCarr, and she puts it back up and in, so an offensive board. Here's almost a steal by Mountain Home in the backcourt. There, Lady Bobcat. Had a little bit of trouble with this man-to-man defense of the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Now they'll pull it off. They'll pick up in the man-to-man at the half court. Riley Davis off the inbound, looking to step it across the timeline, right in the middle of the big flipping sign in the middle of the floor. That's trying to go down to the right corner. It's going to go off the hands of Regal and out of bounds. Ball got tipped by the defense. Just enough Regal couldn't bring it in. Now substitution for Thayer. Regal is out. And Brett Tharp will see her first action of the night. Number 24 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Three-point lead for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Thayer trying to get a stop here. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mountain Home swings it to left side for Mitchell. Mitchell trying to go towards the bucket. Kicks it back outside. We get a foul call. I believe they're going to get Riley Pierce for her second of the game. Second foul here in the first quarter for Thayer. Down home, inbound. Ooh, had a player open under the bucket, didn't see it. They kick it out on top. That is Coleman. Coleman trying to drive in the lane, falls down, hits the ball back out on top for Moore. Moore gives up in the left corner for Yonkers. Three ball is good. Yonkers hits the three. That is the second main three-pointer of the night for Mountain Home when the Lady Bombers up six. Thayer needing an answer here. Hillis handles it out front, feeds over to Davis. Davis, pass gets tipped, picked up by Pierce, off to Davis, who shoots the 10-foot jumper and scores. Riley Davis with seven in the first quarter. We get a timeout on the court. 2:32 to play first quarter. Thayer down four, 13-9. We're back to the Billy Clyde Memorial Tournament in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
And we're back here at the Billy Clyde Memorial Tournament. 13-9 our score. Thayer Lady Bobcat down four. Riley Davis having a quarter. The Lady Bobcat freshman with seven in the first period. Joining me here at the broadcast location is Grant Greenshaw, who's the head coach of the Flippin' Lady Bobcats, who had that big win tonight. Flippin' came from 17 down to beat Harrisburg 44-43. Dandy ball game. And of course, the winner of that game will play the winner of the Bergman Southside Charter game, which is coming up after our game here at Flippin. We're in the old gym. I like these old gyms. It's a great atmosphere for basketball. It is loud. You can hear every dribble and hear every cheer. All right, Mountain Home coming out of the timeout with a basketball. They swing it on the left side. Out around the three-point line is Moore. She made a little head and shoulder fake and travel with the basketball. So Fair Lady Bobcats get it back with a chance to get back to within two here. With 2:19 to go in the first quarter. Coach Denny Young of the Fair Lady Bobcats working the officials on the far side. Fair gets the ball up across the timeline to Hillis. Hillis, pass out middle is stolen by Mountain Home. They get it down, shot is up and in. Number 24, Lakaya Moore with her fifth point of the game. And just like that, Mountain Home back up six. Fair trying to get the ball across the timeline. That's going to be an over and back. Davis and Pierce and Hillis have no trouble against the man-to-man pressure of the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And Lady Bombers bring Addison Ferris into the ballgame, number 24. Makaya Moore will check out with her 5 points. Out home with it, working around the perimeter. Got the ball out to Coleman. Coleman in the right corner now to Fosnes. She'll bring it back on top to Coleman. And now to the left side for Mitchell. Brooklyn Mitchell gives up in the corner. Shot is up, no good. The rebound controlled by Davis for Sayers. Gives up to Riley Pierce, running up the right side. Pulls up on the wing. Gives the ball back to Davis. Now to Pierce in the corner. Double team jumps out on her. Got to get rid of it. She got Curley cutting through the lane. Misses the shot, and the rebound taken by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Foster's got it. Foster gives out to Yonkers. Yonkers on top. Will give it off. Shot by Coleman. Three ball is no good. Rebound Foster's in the lane. She couldn't follow it. And the rebound controlled by Hillis for Thayer. Caden running the floor. Out to Davis. Launching the three off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Riley Pierce. Pierce over to Hillis. Hillis to Curley in the lane. A little give and go. Hillis going to the bucket. Elevates for the shot. No good. But a foul going to be called on the play. They're going to call the foul on the rebound. It'll be on Tharp on the rebound, I believe. Brett Tharp with her first foul. We're down just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Mountain Home leads by six. Their Lady Bobcats like to get a stop here. They will get the ball back. We are playing with a 35-second shot clock. So Mountain Home's got to shoot it somewhere. Their Jonker's out on top. Needs the ball to Coleman. Coleman now gives it inside, back outside, almost stolen by Davis. Mountain Home quick around the perimeter. I like the way they play. Jonker gives it up. Long three ball is good for number 20, Addison Ferris. Mountain Home up nine. Thayer with it. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Hillis all the way under the bucket with a dribble drive. Will try to pass to the sideline. Ball is deflected by the defense and will go out of bounds. I don't know. Went that way. All right, Thayer will inbound the ball here. 25 seconds to go. That's the Davis in the corner. Tries to pass it through the lane, and the ball is deflected and picked off by Mountain Home. Here come Lady Bombers. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Moore out on top. Gives up for Yonkers. Yonkers, little dribble drive. Now spins to the lane. Shoots no good. Well, we got a whistle and another foul. This one going to Thayer Bobcats. Number three, Riley Davis, called the foul. It'll be a two-shot foul for number three, Jayla Yonkers from Mountain Home. Yonkers, young lady who's getting some D1 offers. She's just a junior. Outstanding player, and she misses a free throw here. Quick player. Yonkers, by the way, plays point guard. She is 5'10". 5'10 point guard. Second free throw is up, and that one goes down for her. Yonkers with 4 points in the quarter. Mountain Home leads it by 10. They will inbound. Got it to Hillis. Hillis up the left sideline. Now stop shy of the half-court line. Gives up to Davis. Davis gets rid of the ball to Pierce. 2 seconds to go. Pierce to Davis. Long shot to buzzers. Off the back of the rim. No good. And that'll do it for our first quarter. 19-9. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Back with your second quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
And we're back at the end of one quarter play. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 19-9. Lady Bobcats getting some looks at the buckets. They're just not getting the ball to go in the hole. Mountain Home, on the other hand, in the second half of the quarter, really caught on fire. Really started to move the ball around the perimeter really quick and getting open looks. And Thayer Lady Bobcats struggling a little bit offensively. And on the defensive end, Mountain Home is just so big. Right now on the floor, they're 5'10", 5'10", and 6 foot. Along the back line. And out front, the point guard is 5'10". Riley Davis off the inbound. Thayer will open the second quarter with a basketball. They go to Hillis on the left side wing. These to Savannah Wheeler. Now on the right side for Curley. Curley back out on top to Davis, to Wheeler. Thayer quick around the perimeter with the basketball. 7:40 to go in the first half. Bear down 10. They'll take their time here. Looking for a good shot. Tillis with it on top of Pierce. Riley takes it down to the right corner. Gives it to Curley. Allie looking to make a move toward the bucket. Now hands it back to Pierce. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Davis has got it. Not sure she's aware. No, she's not. That'll do it. Fail the shot clock violation. You got to be aware of that 35-second clock. It's in great big red letters right above the backboard. And Thayer with the violation will turn it over down 10. Mountain Home with it. Got down in the corner. Long three-point shot is up. No good for Lakiah Moore. Rebound for Foster. She lays it back up at the end. Mountain Home dominating the boards here. Especially on the offensive end. They've been really good down there. Thayer working around the perimeter again. Got to Davis in the right corner. Davis out on top to Hillis, looking to penetrate. They cut her off, gives to Savannah Wheeler for 3, and it's good! Savannah Wheeler let her three-pointer fly, and she hits it. Her first made three-pointer of the season. And her first 3 points of the game tonight. Makes it a 21-12 ball game. Out home with it. They work it around the perimeter. Got a wide-open look at the free-throw line for number 32, Lakin Anderson. Anderson, who just checked into the game, she hits the free-throw line jumper. Out home, back up by 11, 23-12. They are working on the perimeter. Pierce on the left side wing. Is out to Davis on top. Fakes the 3. Penetrates in the lane. Challenging the bigs. Puts up a shot off the window. It's no good. And rebound taken by Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers. Up the floor is Moore. Moore pulls up with a 15-footer. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Hillis controls it for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Hillis will push it up to Pierce. Pierce back out to Hillis between the circles on top. 25 on the shot clock as Thayer gets the offense set. They go to Riley Davis, the freshman. They'll run the offense out between the circles. We can get right side to Curley. Curley looking inside, nobody open. Goes around the horn with it to Pierce. Now Davis in the corner, pulls up 15-footer. Good. Riley Davis with 9 to lead all scorers tonight. And Thayer back to within 9. Mountain Home working the ball inside to Foster. Ball poked away, picked off by Davis. She'll go on the layup. Gets contested, layup is blocked, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul will be on number 3 for the Mountain Home Bombers. That is Jayla Yonkers. Yonkers' call for the foul will be number 1 on her. And Thayer trying to get back to within 7 if she can get 2 free throws here. Davis, who is a Elks hoop shoot champion, misses the first one. I think I said that last time we had a Thayer Lady Bobcat game and she missed one. I'm not saying that anymore. Mountain Home making a couple of substitutions. Thayer does as well. Kinsley Regal checks in as who came out. Allie Curley will go to the Lady Bobcat bench. Second free throw for Davis is good. So Riley Davis in double figures with 10. Remember, she had 33 in the Lady Bobcat open. A win over Truman. Mountain Home with the ball. They work it to the elbow. Shot is up, no good. Austin's down with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Number 33, Livy Foster, has got 6 for Mountain Home, and it's back to a 10-point advantage. Davis pulls up the 3-point shot for Thayer. No good. A quick shot. And rebound taken by Foster for Mountain Home. Should give it up to Moore. Moore brings it in the front court, now lobbing it down inside. Shot is up and good for number 21, Dana McCarn. McCarn with the bucket. Young lady who's already signed at Lindenwood College. In the St. Louis area. Thayer with the ball. Down by 12. Here's Hillis. Down the left side of the lane. Spins right into the lane. Looking to get a shot. Goes up with the left hand. Bounces it off the window. No good. But she's fouled on the play. That'll go on number 32 for Mountain Home. That is Lakin Anderson. Anderson, number 32, a 5'6 guard. Only a junior. This is a pretty young Mountain Home team. Only 3 seniors. Well, 4 seniors. And the free throw is up and no good for Caden Hillis. Caden has not scored here in the first half. Now Savannah Wheeler checks into the game or checks out of the game for Thayer. Allie Curley is back in. Second free throw for Hillis is up and it is good. Hit the front of the rim, bounced over. So Caden, maybe that'll break the ice for her with her first point of the night. There comes Mountain Home with the ball. They swing it left side. Now going down low. Got it there for McCarn. Outside, 3-point shot is no good by Yonkers. And the rebound control, or by Mitchell, excuse me. Thayer with the rebound, got it down to Hillis, who goes to the rack and scores. Caden Hillis with a nice move around the defense for the layup. Thayer back within 9, 27-18. Mountain Home with it. They lob it down inside to Foster, and she scores. There's no stopping that. 8 points now for Libby Foster, leads away for Mountain Home. Thayer Lady Bobcats with ball on the offensive end. Hill's quick pass down inside. Davidson's got it there. Couldn't find the shot. Gives out to Curley for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And Foster now with another rebound for Mountain Home. Here come the Lady Bombers. Quick pass up the floor. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by McCarn. And going up, back up with a shot, going to get fouled by Caden Hillis. Hillis was in there fighting for that rebound. Number 21 got it. That is McCarn. And Anna McCarn will go to the free throw line and shoot two for Mountain Home. Trying to add to the 11-point lead for the Lady Bombers. First one is up and good. Seven for McCarn. Already six different Lady Bombers. Well, seven different Lady Bombers have scored in this game. They just keep bringing in players. Wearing down the Lady Bobcats here late in the first half. Now Faustus goes out of the game from Mountain Home. Second free throw is no good for McCarn. The rebound is taken by Moore. Moore bounces it inside back to McCarn, going up with a shot. And she traveled with the basketball. Good defensive play there by Brett Tharp, who just checked in. Forced her into the turnover. So Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 12, needing a bucket here. Davis will bring it into the front court. Working it to the right side. Cross-court pass to Riley Pierce. Now going to Tharp in the lane. Back outside to Davis. Sets for three. That one no good. Missed it badly. Hillis now the rebound. Gives the ball out in the corner to Curley. Curley for three. Up the rim. No good. The rebound controlled by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Lakiya Moore got it. She races up the floor. Leaves it down in the corner now. And now got it inside. And nice play to McCarn, who scores. Number 21, Anna McCarn with her ninth point in the game. Here comes Thayer with a basketball. David feeds it in the corner to Pierce. Pierce double teamed down there, trying to get rid of it, does to Davis. Out on top to Curley, and now Hillis. Hillis looking to make a move. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it out to Tharp. Tharp to Davis, cutting down the lane, puts it up off the window, and good. Riley Davis with 12. She leads all scorers in the game. Lady Bobcat freshman having another night. There's Mountain Home with it. Going to the rack hard. Count it in a foul for number two, Brooklyn Mitchell. Mitchell with her first 2 points of the game. Foul is on. The Thayer Lady Bobcats, I believe they call that one on Tharp. And substitution for Thayer, Riley Jo Sorrell will check in. And who went out? Trying to see Riley Pierce went out of the game. So Thayer with two of the three freshmen on the floor, and the free throw is up and good for number two, Brooklyn Mitchell. Her first 3 points of the night. 35-20 our score. Davis with it to Thayer, trying to penetrate. Ball stolen. And here come the Lady Bombers on the run. That is Mitchell all the way to the rack, and she scores. She scored the last five for the Lady Bombers. And it's 37-20. Thayer down by 17 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Davis got it down to Sorrell in the corner. Sorrell back out to Davis. Davis bends away from the double team. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Curley. Out to Hillis. And now Tharp, the left-hander, fires a three. That one's off the backboard and wouldn't go down. It'll be Mountain Home with a rebound. McCarn got it. Leads it up to Moore. Moore to the right side. Three-point shot is up and good for Brooklyn Mitchell. It's a three, and that puts Mountain Home up by 20, 40-20 with a minute 45 to go in the first half. We'll take a break. We've got a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back after the timeout. 40-20. Fair Lady Bobcats are down here with a minute 46 to go in the first half. Mountain Home Lady Bombers just keep throwing players out there, and they just keep scoring. I mentioned earlier they have now 8 different players have scored, nobody in double figures. 40 points in the first half for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. They came into this game 3-2 on the year, and Dell Leonard has got his Lady Bombers playing basketball tonight. Fair Lady Bobcats with the ball. Riley Davis works it to the right side, swings it over to Sorrell. Now down in the corner for Allie Curley. Curley moves it toward the lane, kicks it back out to Davis, and now Hillis. Hillis in the middle of the lane, looking to spin against the defense, feeds it back out to Davis. Davis pulls up, 8-foot running one-hander, no good. The rebound off the hands of Brett Tharp and out of bounds. It'll be Mountain Home basketball, the minute 22 to go in the first half. It's been all Mountain Home. They led by 10 at the end of the quarter. They lead 20 now as we are down near the final minute of the first half. Mountain Home working the ball down inside to Faustness. She turns and scores. Libby Faustness, first Mountain Home Lady Bomber in double figures. She's got 10. Fair with the ball. Curley leaves it out top for Tharp. Tharp to Hillis. Looking to go to the basket. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Mountain Home. Long pass up the floor. Layup is good. Number 20 got out behind the defense. Number 5, Addison, 5 points for Addison Ferris. And it's a 24-point Lady Bomber lead. Fair with the ball. Davis. Give it to Curley. Now Hillis. Hillis working across the top of the lane. Looking for a screen. Gives up to Davis. 18 on the shot clock. Fair out front to Hillis. Hillis. Tall lane to the bucket. Now spins. Going against the defender. Puts it up off the window and good. Caden Hillis has scored the last 5 points for Fair. Got 5 in the game. Mountain Home with it. They get the ball to... with Faustness. Imagine that. They got the ball down to Faustness inside, and she scores 12 points for Libby. And the Fair Lady Bobcat with 7 seconds going to half, down by 25. Hillis with it. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Davis. Didn't get it away. And again, a shot clock violation, but it doesn't matter. As the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Mountain Home Lady Bombers, 47. Fair Lady Bobcats, 22. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on the network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Hey, we're back here at Flippin, Arkansas, the Billy Ply Memorial Tournament. Folks, this is an outstanding tournament. And the first two games we saw a little bit earlier this evening were just outstanding games. Matter of fact, Bentonville knocked off Highland 54-53 on a three-pointer at the buzzer. And it was Flippin coming from 17 points down to beat Harrisburg 44-43. Flippin hit the game-winning shot with just like 5 seconds left on the clock. So that means Bentonville advances and will play the winner of our game tonight. And Highland will advance into the consolation bracket. They'll play the loser of our game tonight. And right now, that would be the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 5 minutes to go here at halftime. And Thayer is down by 47-22. Mountain Home Lady Bombers exploding for 28 points in the second quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats only managed 13. Thayer was down by 10 at the end of the first quarter. Fresh spot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis. The freshman has 12 of their 22 points. 5 for Caden Hillis, 3 for Savannah Wheeler, and 2 for Kinsley Regal. For the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, they're led by Libby Faustness. Big girl in the middle has got 12. Faustness, by the way, a 6-foot forward. Really having a good game tonight. Lakiah Moore with 5 points for them. Anna McCarn with 9, Jayla Yonkers with 4, Brooklyn Mitchell with 8, and then 5 points off the bench for Addison Ferris, 1 for Whitten Coleman, and 2 for Lakin Anderson. Again, Mountain Home Lady Bombers lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats here 47-22 at the half. If things stay like they will, Thayer Lady Bobcats will play again tomorrow at 5:30. And they will take on the Highland Lady Rebels. We still got a whole half to play, though. You never know what's going to happen out on the hardwood. And we saw earlier tonight, we saw Flippin come back from 17 points down in the first half to win their game. Can the Thayer Lady Bobcats make a run down by 25? We'll find out in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
And we're back here at the old gym in Flippin, Arkansas, the Billy Blyde Memorial Tournament, playing the first round here. The second round, tomorrow night, and the Saturday games will all be played over at the new gym. And it's halftime. Bayer Lady Bobcats trail the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 47-22. We're down to just a minute to go in the halftime. And Bayer Lady Bobcats have yet to make their way back out of the locker room. And it gives us time to say thanks to some of your Bayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Creek, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Brad O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and the 11th Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, along with Axis Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Thayer Walmart store. Just some of your Lady Bobcat boosters. And a reminder, tomorrow night we'll be in Melbourne, Arkansas, as the Thayer Bobcats open their season on the road. They'll take on the Bearcats. And that should be an outstanding game tomorrow night. And remember, if you plan on going to the game, there is no JV game. So the varsity only will play, and the game will get underway at 6 o'clock, and we will have it for you right here on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network. All right, Fair Lady Bobcats are back out. It'll be Mountain Home Ball to start the second half. Both teams look like they're back to their starters on the floor. And here we go. Fair Lady Bobcats taking back in the zone defense. Mountain Home working around the perimeter. Got the ball out on top for Yonkers. Yonkers takes it to the right side of the floor and now bounces it over to Mitchell. Mitchell, who caught fire late in the first half, gives the ball up now. Free throw line jumper is up and good. Number 24, Lakiah Moore. Moore with 7 points in the game tonight. First two of the second half for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Sayer with the ball. Pierce gives it down on the baseline to Curley. Curley gives back out front to Hillis. Hillis back over to Curley. Now on top for Davis. Davis makes a move to the right. A little backdoor pass for Pierce. She has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Then we get a foul call. Foul on number 21, Anna McCarn for Mountain Home. So Thayer will inbound the ball with 7:19 to go in the third, down by 27. Inbound pass into the lane for Wheeler. Couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound is controlled by Livy Fosnes for Mountain Home. They get it down the floor in a hurry. Three-point shot is up and no good for Yonkers. Rebound Fosnes couldn't follow it in. And now a held ball on the rebound is coming out of nowhere with McCarn. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. They played just under a minute here in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats haven't put any points on the board yet. Mountain Home with two. Thayer down by 27 as Davis brings it across the timeline. Working out front, sees the ball on the right side to Curley. Curley catches, gives to Pierce. Riley puts up a three ball from out on top. It's up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Curley's got it and has it taken away by Mitchell. Brooklyn Mitchell all the way down the floor now pulls up, waits for the rest of the offense. Didn't have the numbers she liked. She'll lob it down to Fosnes behind the defender. Shot is up, no good, but a foul is going to be called. That foul will be on Savannah Wheeler of the Thayer Lady Bobcat. And going to the line to shoot two, number 33, Livy Fosnes. 12 points in my book, and hits another one. Fosnes with 13. She leads the way for Mountain Home. Now Wheeler checks out of the game as Brett Tharp will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is on the way for Fosnes. It is no good. The rebound taken by McCarn. McCarn on the right baseline pulls up 12-footer. Good. Lakiah Moore. Rebound was McCarn. Got out to Moore. Moore hits the baseline jumper. Here's Thayer running the floor the other way. Caden Hillis all the way to the bucket for the layup. Hillis has scored the last 7 points Thayer has scored in this game. He's got seven for the game. Mountain Home works the ball around the perimeter. Now inside to Fosnes, and she scores again. Fosnes with 15 for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Thayer with it. Tharp on top. Swings the ball on the left side to Hillis. Caden holds it at the waist. Feeds off to Curley in the corner. Curley back out on top to Davis and around the horn to Pierce. Pierce in the corner to Tharp. Back out to Davis. Defense jumps out on her. Thayer working around the perimeter. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock. Got it on top to Tharp. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Thayer's got to be looking shot here. They get it to Davis. On baseline, pull-up jumper is off the back iron. No good. And rebound to Fosnes for Mountain Home. Come the Lady Bombers. Got up in the right corner. Long three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound, Riley Pierce for Thayer. Lady Bobcats on the run. Davis long pass to Hillis. It's intercepted by Mitchell from out home. Lady Bombers running the other way. A three-on-two. Mitchell going to the hole. Going to get fouled on the drive. She'll go line and shoot two. Fouls on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis. I've got that for two on Riley. And number two going to the free throw line. Brooklyn Mitchell for Mountain Home, and the first free throw was up and good. Mitchell did not score in the first quarter, and now Mountain Home making four substitutions. Number 25 is in there, Whitten Coleman. Number 20 goes in, Addison Ferris. As number 24, Moore is out. Faustus is out, number 30. No, Faustus stayed out. Nope, she comes out. Number 23 checked in. Number 23 is Sarah Williams. And second free throw is up and good for Mitchell. And Thayer with the ball the other way. 56-24. Thayer down by 32. Working around the perimeter with the basketball. Curley gives it to Davis. Davis, three-point shot, top of the key is no good. Long rebound comes out to Curley. Gives up to Hillis out around the three-point line. Hillis looking to penetrate. Can't shake the defense. Now does right down the middle of the lane. Bounces it down inside to Pierce. Her shot is up and good. Riley Pierce with her first 2 points of the game. That cuts the lead back to 30. Mountain Home will push it up the floor. Into the lane goes Williams. Kicks it outside. Number four into the ballgame. That is Rawls. Rawls will give it up. Long shot by Coleman. It's good. Whitten Coleman hits a three for Mountain Home. That makes it 59-26. 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it, working around the perimeter. Got to Pierce. Pierce going down to the baseline and is going to get, they call a foul on the drive. Ball is knocked away there. They are going to call a foul. Foul will be on number 23. That is Williams, who just checked in the ballgame a moment ago. First foul on her, non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound down under the bucket. They get it in to Davis. Davis handles it out on top. Got a little backdoor cut by Curley, and the ball knocked away by the defense. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 31 on the shot clock. They're running the inbound play from the left side of the glass along the baseline. They get it in for Regal, who just checked in. Kinsley, little dribble drive, couldn't get open for a shot. Needs it back out front to Hillis. Hillis between the circles. And a pass, inner pass is going to be picked up now by Riley Pierce for Thayer. Thayer with 19 on the shot clock in counting. Hillis out on top, got the ball to Davis. Davis moving off the screen on the left side wing. Looking in the paint, nobody open. Now gives to Hillis with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now Regal over to Curley. I don't think Thayer's aware. Oh, Davis with a shot at the buzzer, no good. And long rebound is going to be off the hands of Mountain Home and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Good play by Hillis to get to the sideline, bounce that ball off the Lady Bombers' leg. And now Whitten Coleman out of the ball game for Mountain Home. See who else has checked in here. Number 11 checks into the game. That is Kiara Alkires. Thayer with the ball. Fresh 35. Down to 26 to go on the shot clock. Here's Curley in the lane. Puts up a short jumper. No good. Rebound taken by the Lady Bombers. And we're getting that whistle. And we got a turnover on Mountain Home as they dribble the ball on the baseline. Now Regal out of the game. Savannah Wheeler will check back in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 3:25 to go in the third. Inbound play goes to Davis. Davis working against Alkire. Takes her down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Curley. Curley on top to Hillis. Caden on the dribble drive down the left side. Gives to Wheeler in the corner for three. That one's off the rim. Pierce with a rebound for Thayer and scores. Riley Pierce with a nice offensive rebound. Back up and in for Thayer. That cuts the lead back to 31. 59-28. All Mountain Home here tonight. Lady Bombers with the ball. Here to Alkire. Long three ball is good. Number 11, Alkire, just checks into the ball game and hits a three. Now that's nine Bombers that scored tonight. Thayer with a basketball. Davis with a base with a drive down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit the layup and the rebound taken by Mountain Home. Number four has got it. In the backcourt, that is Rawls. and Rawls gets fouled going up the sideline. Substitutions for Thayer, Riley Josaro, and Brett Tharp will check in. And it looks like Hillis and Curley will check out. So Thayer with all three of the freshmen in there now. There's a shot from Mountain Home off the inbound. No good. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Pierce. Pierce. Long pass up the floor to Davis. Davis goes all the way down to the baseline corner on the left side. Gives out to Starl. She shoots a three, and it's good. Riley Jones-Starl hits her first three-pointer of the night. Makes it a 31-point game, 62-31. Thayer on the short end of that score. Mountain Home with the ball. They swing it around the horn. Mountain is in the lane, outside, now down the right corner. Another three-point shot. That is no good. And a rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Mountain Home will inbound the ball. To the left side of their own bucket. Looking in, nobody open. They'll bring it up front. Got there to number 32, Lakin Anderson. First shot is up, no good. Brett Tharp, down rebound for Thayer. Minute 48 to go in the third. Thayer looking to get back within 30. Here with the bucket. Ball to Wheeler, to Davis. Davis driving the baseline all the way to bucket and scores. That's the first bucket in a while for Riley Davis. She has 14 to lead the way for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. And here's a three-point shot on the other end for Mountain Home. No good. Rebound controlled by Davis. Davis runs the floor up the right side. Stops with a dribble. Feeds the ball off. Three-pointer by Savannah Wheeler. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain Home. We get a whistle and we get a foul on Riley Pierce, number two, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 62-33, a minute 17 to go. Now they're going to stop play. Thayer was trying to get a sub in. Caden Hillis will check into the ball game as Savannah Wheeler will check out. So Thayer now with Tharp, Hillis, Pierce, Davis, and Sorrell on the floor. A minute 11 to go in the third. Mountain Home bounced the ball in the middle, stolen by Sorrell. Sorrell on the dribble drive up the right side, looking to get to the bucket. Now backs it out on the baseline. Picks up a dribble, feeds the ball over to Davis on the wing. She'll fire a long three. That one's off the rim, no good. And rebound control by Mountain Home. They bounce it out to number four, Rawls. Rawls, long pass up the court. Got it there to Williams. Williams driving in the lane, and she traveled with the basketball. Williams tried to stop, and she shuffled her feet. So turnover with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Well, the crowd is beginning to swell as we get ready for the fourth game of the night. Bergman and Southside Charter to play in the fourth game. Here's Thayer with a nice offensive play down to Hillis, who misses the layup. Mountain Home coming the other way with a basketball off the rebound. And now the ball gets loose on the floor as Davis down there fighting after the loose ball. We get a held ball call. And the arrow points to Mountain Home. 62-33, Thayer Lady Bobcats down with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. Mountain Home on the inbound. Ball poked away by the defense, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. And we're going to get a travel call. Phyllis was down on the floor with the ball, tried to roll over and pass it. Can't roll with it. So Thayer turns it over with 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobbers inbound the ball out front. Well, they tried, and now they do. A little bounce pass. That goes back outside. Rawls is going to be called for a travel. Tried to step around the defender. And with 12 seconds left, Thayer will get the ball back with a chance to cut into the lead a little bit. Davis brings it up the floor. 62-33, Thayer down by a bunch. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Got out to Riley Pierce. Long shot is up off the back iron. No good. Davis rebounds, throws it back up. That's no good. That's the end of our third quarter. 62-33. Mountain Home Lady Bombers lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats here at the Philly Fly Memorial Tournament. We'll take time out. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And we're back at the Billy Clyde Memorial Tournament in Flippin, Arkansas, the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the Flippin, or the Mountain Home Lady Bombers here in the first round game has been all Mountain Home tonight. They led 19-9 at the end of one quarter, 47-22. They had 28 points in the second quarter. And Thayer played with them in the third, 15-11. Lady Bobcats are down by 29 if we open play here in the fourth quarter. Thayer with a basketball. Davis. Out on top, a little shake and bake. Backs down defender to the free throw line. Feeds out to Pierce. Riley with a shot. No good. That'll be rebounded by Mountain Home. Here come the Lady Bombers. None of the starters on the floor now. All subs for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. They bounce the ball into the lane, and it's picked off by Riley Pierce. Gives to Davis. Davis up the floor to Sorrell. Sorrell down in the corner to Pierce. Bounces it to Hillis in the left corner for Thayer. Trying to set up a baseline drive, couldn't get open. Feeds it back out to Davis. She dribbles around the defender, pulls up with 8 foot running one hander. Good. Riley Davis with 16 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Makes it 62-36. Thayer down by 26 here. 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Lady Bobcats back in the zone. Mountain Home working around the perimeter. And Davis takes it away with a whistle and a. Well, we're getting a foul called on Mountain Home. Foul called on number 22. I think they called it on number 22, who has just checked into the ballgame. That is Deanna Heumann. A Heumann call for the foul. Thayer gets the ball back, trying to make a little dent in this deficit. Gets the ball to Curley. 3-point shot on the way. It's good for Allie Curley. Allie with her first three-pointer of the night. She's got 3 points in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats with six different players scoring tonight. Led by the freshman, Davis. Heumann with the ball now from Mountain Home with the high post. Kicks it back out, and around the horn it goes to Rawls. Rawls gives it up to number 14, Kotlicky. Kotlicky feeds it on the left side. Got it there to number 11. That is Alkire. Alkire. Gives it to Chairs. Chairs. Back over to Rawls. Down to the baseline. Pull up jumper. Good. First point tonight for number 4, Rawls. And it's back to 64-39. Thayer with the ball in the half-court set. There goes Hillis trying to get to the bucket and is going to be called for a double dribble. Hillis trying to weave her way through the middle of the lane. Double dribble the basketball. But Thayer turns it over down by 25. 64-39. Out home with the ball on the right side. Back out on top. They'll swing it around the horn for Kotlicky. Kotlicky will give it to Heumann at the high post. She'll kick it back out to Rawls. Rawls, long cross-court pass taken by Alkire. Alkire down to Chairs. Chairs, her pass deflected and stolen by Davis. Davis on the run for Thayer. Going all the way to the bucket. Lays it up off the window and in. Riley Davis with 18. She leads all scorers in the game tonight. And here's a shot from Mountain Home. Three-pointer. Good! Number 1. Kay Chairs hits one from way downtown. Mountain Home back up by 26. And a steal for the Lady Bombers. Running the floor. Number 14. That is Kotlicky. Feeds it outside to Alkire. Long three-pointer. Good! Number 11, Alkire hit 2 threes in the game. Mountain Home up again by a score of 70-41. There, Lady Bobcats with the ball, 4:50 to play in the game. Lady Bobcats going to drop to 1-1 on the year. Here's a nice play inside for Wheeler, but Savannah couldn't hit the shot. Kick it back out to Hillis. Hillis, dribble drives in the lane, now backs it out to Pierce. Pierce, right side to Curley. Alley makes a move through the free throw circle, kicks it out. Three-point shot is up, no good for Hillis. And the rebound taken by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers pushing it up. Long pass up the floor to Chairs. Chairs swings it down the corner to Alkire for three more. That one's off the window. No good. And rebound taken by Wheeler. To Hillis. Hillis down the floor. Pulls up with a shot. No, but she's going to be fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 22 again. I know it was number 11, wasn't it? Doesn't matter. We're down to 4 minutes to play in the game. They are down by 29. Caden Hillis at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and no good. Caden now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Substitutions for there. Allie Curley and Savannah Wheeler are out. Riley Pierce and Riley Joe Sorrell. Check back in. Now the free throw for Caden Hillis is up, and that one's no good. Rattles in and out. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Come the Lady Bombers. With it on the outside. Now the Chairs. Chairs out front to Rawls. Rawls will give it up. Give it to Alkire. Now Kotlicki is going to fire a three, and that one's off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Davis. Riley running the floor right up the middle. Trying to get to the bucket. Ball poked away from behind and picked up by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Here they come. Rawls up the floor, long lead pass, got it down inside, the bucket is good. Number 22, Human, with her first bucket of the night. 72-41, they are down by 31 points, and we're going to get an illegal screen called on the Fair Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Riley Davis. Let me call for a moving screen and more substitutions down for Mountain Home. And I have run out of places on my scorebook. Number 13, Akavi checks into the game. Number 31 checking in. Miley F. She handles it out front. Wings on the right side to number 34, who's not listed. Gives it back out to Epp. Epp down the right side for Ullman. Ullman, her pass is stolen by Riley Davis. The freshman runs the floor, goes down to the baseline, trying to back down the defender, gets cut off. Feeds out to Hillis. Hillis down the left side of the lane, gets to the bucket and scores the way up. Well, the bucket for Caden Hillis, she's got 9 points in the game. There cuts the lead back inside of 30 at 72-43. Mountain Home with the ball. Oh, there's a push, no foul call. Mountain Home got the ball down to number 31, Epp. Miley goes baseline, reverse layup, no good. And we get a foul on the rebound on number 15, Maddie Williams. Will be her first of the game. 2:16 to play, so it looks like the Fair Lady Bobcats will be back in action over at the new gym here at Flippin High School. They will play the Highland Lady Rebels at 5:30 tomorrow. And just a note, we will not have that game here on the radio. We'll be in Melbourne, Arkansas for the Fair Bobcat boys, their season opener with the Bearcats. Fair with a basketball. Hillis trying to get to the bucket, gets tied up. And ball goes out of bounds, but we get a foul called. Foul is on number 13, and that is Lily Akavi. Call for the foul. Her first of game, not shooting foul. They called it on the floor before the shot. They're inbounds to Hillis in the middle of the lane. He scores the layup. Caden Hillis now with the 11, two Lady Bobcats in double figures. Minute 20 to go. In the ballgame, Mountain Home with it. Number 15 is Williams. Pulls up for the baseline with a shot. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around off the hands of Brett Tharp with Thayer. Goes out of bounds. Another substitution now for Mountain Home. Number 34 checks into the game. Somebody's got to go out. They got six players out there. And who will, if number five goes out of the game, that is Michaela Ullman. And a shot off the inbound. No good. Rebound to Mountain Home, number 13. And she puts it back up and in. That is Lily Akavi. 2 points for her. Thayer races down the floor. Got the ball to Pierce. Pierce with a shot. No good. But she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Fouls on Lily Akavi. Will be her second. And it'll be Riley Pierce at the free throw line for Thayer. Riley has scored 4 points tonight. And the first free throw is up and good. Riley Pierce, number two, Lady Bobcats senior. 5 points here tonight for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Looking for number six, and it's good. So Pierce with six makes it 74-47. Thayer down by 27 points. Now home with a long pass. This one stolen by Hillis. Got out to Davis behind the defense all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Davis, easiest 2 points she scored tonight. And there's the buzzer to end the ball game. Your final score, Mountain Home 74, Thayer 49. We'll be back with your Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. Back to Flippin' Arkansas in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Hello, back after the ball game. It's your postgame report, powered by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. Thayer Lady Bobcats ran into a buzzsaw here tonight. We talked about it in the pregame show. Mountain Home was 3-2 coming into the game, but they are huge, and they got really good players. And we mentioned earlier they got three Division I players on this team. One's already signed with Lindenwood College. Another one's already signed at Harding College. And Jayla Yonker, a 5'10 guard, who is a is fielding D1 offers, and she's only a junior. So Mountain Home got out to the early start. They led 19-9 at the end of one quarter. They outscored Thayer 28-13 in the second quarter and led it 47-22 at the half. Thayer tried to hang close in the third quarter. They were only outscored by four, 15-11. It was 62-33 as we headed to the fourth quarter. And Mountain Home, Thayer actually outscored Mountain Home in the fourth quarter, 16-12. There's your final score, 74-49. Thayer Lady Bobcats are now 1-1 on the season. Let's run down the scoring for you. First up for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, they were led by Libby Foster. She had 15 in the game. 10 for Brooklyn Mitchell. And she was the only other Bomber in double figures. 4 points for Jayla Yonkers. 9 for Dana McCarn. 9 for Lakaya Moore. 2 for Rawls, 5 for Addison Ferris off the bench, 4 for Whitten Coleman off the bench, 2 for Lakin Anderson off the bench. There was 6 for Alkire, number 11, Kiara Alkire. She had a couple of threes in that fourth quarter. Human had 2 and a 3 for Chair. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they were led again tonight by the freshman. Riley Davis had 20. Caden Hillis in double figures with the 11. 6 for Riley Pierce. 3 for Savannah Wheeler, 3 for Allie Curley, and 2 for Kinsley Regal, and a 3 for Riley Joe Sparrow. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats dropped the 1-1. They'll be in action again tomorrow at 5:30 here in the Billy Ply Memorial Tournament in Flippin, Arkansas. They will take on Coach Cecil Meyer, former Thayer Lady Bobcat coach, and the Highland Lady Rebels. They got beat on a buzzer beater tonight by Bentonville West, 54-53. Was the final in that one. All right, just going to wrap it up for us. Oh, we got to name the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. We'll do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
And time to name the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Player, Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. And for the second straight game, we're going with the freshman, Riley Davis. Riley with 20 points to lead the way for the Player Lady Bobcat in the loss tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the ball game. And again, a program reminder, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as the Player Bobcats travel to Melbourne, Arkansas to take on the Bearcats in the Bobcat season opener. Player Lady Bobcat basketball tonight has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs, Thayer Decorating downtown, State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Bowers Time Mill in Thayer, Daniel Monica in Austin, FNBC Community Bankers, and the Missouri Forest Products Association. For Lucas back in the studio, I'm Redbone Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.
Live, local, now. This is K-Country 95.1 FM, KAMS, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer, an e-communications radio station.